I wish that I could hear another rendition. You all sounded beautiful just then. I hope that that is the sound that I'm able to hear for the rest of eternity when that time comes. To my visitors that are visiting here this evening with us, we want you to know that we're happy that you're here. We appreciate that you've decided, because you could have gone anywhere else, but you decided to come here to worship at the South Fayette Church of Christ. And I can promise you, you couldn't have picked a better place and a better group of people to serve and to worship our God of heaven. This evening, I'm going to do something different, something I haven't done before, but it was based on a conversation that I had with a member. And it meant a lot to me, the things that were said, the things that were shared. And I began to think, based on the things that we shared with one another and the things that we talked about, it's funny that we follow a lot of things, right? We know what it looks like to follow when we see a sheep following other sheep, right? We know what that looks like. We know what it looks like for a child to mimic and follow what mom or dad does, whether that's putting on makeup or acting like they're doing their nails or cutting their hair or shaving with bubbles. Everyone knows what it looks like to follow something. We know what it means to follow someone on Instagram. We know what that means on Facebook, right? But I want to talk about very, very briefly what it looks like to follow Jesus. What it looks like to follow Jesus. If you have your Bibles with you or electronic devices, let's turn to Matthew chapter 8. That's Matthew chapter 8. Also, we'll be looking at verses 18 through 22. Matthew chapter 8, verses 18 through 22. And the infallible word of God reads, "Now when Jesus saw a crowd around him, he gave orders to go over to the other side. And a scribe came up and said to him, 'Teacher, I will follow you wherever you go.' And Jesus said to him, 'Foxes have holes and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head.' And another of the disciples said to him, 'Lord, let me first go and bury my father.' And Jesus said to him, 'Follow me and leave the dead to bury their own dead.'" You know what? When I read this, you know, a lot of times you can say to yourself, well, how can the dead bury the dead? I don't think that that was his point. We all understand that the dead can't bury the dead, but he was saying to them, look at what is priority. The dead is going to be dead after you get through doing what I'm saying to do, after I've commanded you to do something. The dead will still be there. But what I need for you to do, what I'm asking you to do, is priority. In our priority list, the question that I have for us this evening is, where is the will of Christ? On your priority list of things you do daily, from the time you wake up until you go to bed, where is the will of Christ? I'll tell you two places it ought to be on your priority list. The first one is above personal comfort. Above personal comfort. And the second one, which is also a tough one, above family. Above family. Jesus makes it plain that one must follow him above all other considerations. It doesn't matter what you have going on. It doesn't matter what's on your list. What should be priority and number one is the will of Christ. And I'm not saying that there's things on your list that aren't important that you don't need to take care of, but the will of Christ should be the number one priority. Now let's talk about personal comfort. Let's look at Luke chapter 21 and verse 12. That's Luke chapter 21, and we'll be looking at verse 12. And it reads, "But before all this, they will lay their hands on you and persecute you, delivering you up to the synagogues and prisons, and you will be brought before kings and governors for my name's sake. Apostles were warned. Disciples are warned. Followers of Christ, beloved, you are warned that you will be dealing with these things. Maybe not to the point where you brought before kings, but there is persecution and things that we deal with on another level. But it should be above your personal comfort. So whatever it is that you're comfortable with in your life, whatever it is that you feel like you don't need to change, that you're good right where you are, you have to start prioritizing for the namesake of God above your personal comfort. The other thing that you must do when you are warned about these things is that you got to live godly. Yeah, live godly. See, every day that I stand up here and I go, sometimes I feel like it just needs to be simply put. And I don't have to just come up with these wonderful stories. Sometimes it's just simply all to put that you have to live godly. We just have to get to the point and say, well, you can't live the way you want to live. You can't do what you want to do. And I know that that's what we want to do. We're spoiled. Just think about it. We're spoiled. We have everything. And then knowing that God's grace, knowing how much he loves us, I think that we personally take that for granted. Just like we do our parents, just like we do people who bend over backwards and do all these things for us, we take it for granted. But I'm telling you today, beloved, that your relationship with your heavenly Father should not be taken for granted. You have to live godly, and you will and you shall suffer persecution in any shape or form. In 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 12, it says, yea, all that would live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. You got to know going in that this is above your personal comfort. The moment that you say that I'm a believer and I'm a follower of Christ, this ain't about you no more. This is not about your personal comfort. This is not about your ideals. This is not about your objective. This is not about your end goal if it does not involve the will of Christ and getting to heaven. Tell me this. What else matters? What else matters more than getting to heaven? Can anybody tell me? Because if you know, I want you to tell me. When I get down from this stage, I want you to tell me what's better than, what's more important than, what's more critical than you getting to heaven. And if that is one of the most critical things, the most important thing on your list, then why isn't the will of Christ being exercised in your life? So some people have a hard time. So this is what you have to do, saints. This is what you have to do if you're not in Christ. This is what you have to do once you get into Christ. In Galatians chapter 2 and verse 20, when you say that I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, the infallible word of God in Galatians chapter 2 and verse 20, I have been crucified with Christ. No amount of persecution, no amount of heartache and pain and hard times that you can ever, ever compare with the crucifixion of Christ. He was crucified, and I have been crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I that live, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live in faith, the faith which is in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself up for me. It's time to just crucify the flesh. You got to put it to death. You have to be willing to live outside of what's comfortable for you. If you living uncomfortable means it is pleasing to Christ, then what's wrong with living an uncomfortable life? Can you tell me? What's wrong with living an uncomfortable life if it's pleasing to God? To me, nothing. Because if it's going to get me my mansion, my robe, and my crown, then I'm willing to be uncomfortable. Luke chapter 9 and verse 23, he says unto all, if any man would come after me, you got to deny yourself. You have to deny yourself the lie that you tell yourself that nothing's wrong. You have to deny yourself of, I have this all under control. You have to deny the fact that you aren't perfect. You have to stop doing that and pick up your cross and die to yourself daily. What does that look like when we say we're following Jesus? And the second thing, family concerns. And I want to crush two ideas. So it's above your personal comfort. It's not about you. This is not about what you want to do. This is about God. And secondly, your family concerns. Two ideals to be crushed. You know that people say family comes first. You hear that all the time. Family is first. And the second thing is, my service to God can wait. Jesus held his family as high priority. No question about it. No different than we ought to. They ought to be primary and priority, but not above duty. Turn your Bibles to Matthew chapter 12. Let's look at Matthew chapter 12. Not above duty, saints. Let's look at 47 through 50. That is Matthew chapter 12, and I'll be reading verses 47 through 50. While he was still speaking to the people, behold, his mother and his brothers stood outside asking to speak to him. But he replied to man who told him, "Who is my mother and who are my brothers?" And stretching out his hand toward his disciples, he said, "Here are my mother and my brothers. For whoever does the will of my Father in heaven is my brother and sister and mother." He says, my family is the one who's doing the will of my Father. That's priority. That's priority. Not cousin and not, you know, booging them from across the way and all those people that you love. That's not, no, no. Priority is God. Your duty is to him first. And then we have to look at our examples. Let's look at Matthew chapter 4. Let's look at verses 18 through 20. While walking by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, who is called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And he said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." Immediately they left their nets and followed him. And going from there, he saw two other brothers, James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, in the boat with Zebedee, their father, mending their nets. And he called them. And immediately they left the boat and their father and followed him. So what does it look like then to follow Jesus? Sometimes it looks like you have to drop every other priority that you have on your list and make him number one. And if that includes family, friends, comfort, the notion of knowing that you're smart, you're intelligent, that you have money, none of that matters. The only thing that matters is what it looks like to follow him. And it means sacrifice. It's above anything that you can think of. You'll not find a true servant if they're putting personal comfort before the will of God. If you find yourself putting your comfort before the will of God, whether that be I'm tired, I don't feel like coming to church, don't call me, I don't want to hear anything, I'm, you know, whatever that is. If you find your comfortability, meaning that I'm comfortable with not speaking to people when they come in and visitors, that's the wrong attitude. That's above your comfort zone, but it's not above what God is asking you to do. Showing love to one another. Being kind to one another. If it's comfortable for you, you know, we talked about it in our class about love and about affection. And some people are not affectionate. And well, you might have to, because of the will, you might not have to be the best. You might not have to be the most lovable, and your hugs don't have to be that long. But you have to figure out a way to be in the will of God. However you got to do it, your number one priority is being pleasing to God. That's the only thing that matters. How can I be pleasing to God? How can I build up my spiritual man, my spiritual woman in order to be pleasing to God? And I don't care what it looks like to other people. I don't care what the standard is. I don't care what the masses are doing. I want to follow Him no matter what, whether that's above family, whether that's above comfortability or whatever else we have. Jesus modeled this. It's not like He didn't model this. He said it. He said it in His own words that you're not my mother and father. You're not my brother or sister if you are not doing the will of my Father. Now, if we really think about it, how many of our brothers and our sisters and our mothers and our cousins are truly following the will of God? But we spend more time trying to accommodate them, making them number one priority than doing the will of God. We have to change that. So the question is this. You know what it looks like to follow Him. So the question is this. Will you follow Him? Will you follow Jesus? Will you take it upon yourself to say, this is the day where I leave all of the things that matter to me most and put God's matters before mine? If you're here today and you're not a Christian, I gave you a small glimpse of what it looks like to follow Him. But that's just the beginning. That's just the tip of the iceberg. But what I can say is when you do choose to follow Him, life will be so much better. Life is so much better with God. If you truly think about it, life is pretty tough, right? Just within itself, right? For those of us, when we were growing up, life was what it was when we weren't in Christ. Life was tough. So this is what I'm saying. I'd rather struggle with God than struggle without Him. I'd rather go through being uncomfortable. I'd rather go through people talking about me. I'd rather go through people pointing fingers, making up whatever, saying whatever. As long as I have God on my side, I'd rather struggle with Him than struggle without. And if you are without Him and you are struggling, you can change your destiny today. And if you are a Christian and you've been struggling, you know what it looks like to follow Him, and you haven't been, then you can do so. You can change that right now. And I want you to know that no one here is going to judge you. No one here has the right to when you're trying to make things right with Him. So don't you worry about that. I've told you before, I'll walk with you. And if anybody has anything to say about it, then we can have a conversation in my office because I'll take that personally. We have souls that are valuable and it matters. So if you are here and you know deep down in your heart that there are some things you want to change, then you change it. You can change it right now as together we stand and sing.